And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It is my pleasure to introduce Matt LaFleur as the 15th head coach of the Green Bay Packers in our 100th season.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Time stopped in Wisconsin yesterday at 3 o'clock. Every TV station in this state, every radio station in this state, including this one, went live to Lambeau Field to listen to Mark Murphy talk for 20 minutes before Brian Gutekunst talked for a minute. And then Matt LaFleur had a few things to say as well. He was the coach being introduced. Little swear word getting through yesterday.
And at the end of the interview, he said, "Mark, what's your time frame?" And I gave him some bullshit. Excuse me.
A brilliant move by Mark Murphy to change the narrative, because he put Wisconsin to sleep for the first 20 minutes of that press conference. Although it should be admired that he did give a lot of details about the process. It's just that he talked a lot without being asked a lot of questions. And at one point it seemed, all right, this guy just... He likes to listen to the sound of his own voice.
Well, I wanted to hear about the process. I liked the fact that he told us about the whole thing. It just was like wasting what we're there for, really. There should have been two separate press conferences. One for maybe Murphy to explain the whole process and everything, and other candidates or whatever he had to take care of. And LaFleur, I barely learned anything from Matt LaFleur yesterday, other than the fact that he was nervous as hell up there, you could tell.
Which is fine.
Exactly. But you could tell. I mean, the biggest thing I learned, he had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers, and he's a family man.
Would you not be nervous if you're up there? I mean, Matt LaFleur, look who he was a week ago. He was just some, random coordinator.
Yeah.
And now he's sitting there in front of the most media he's ever sat in front of. He's got his family there. He's got his two kids there. He's got his parents there. He's got his wife's parents there. He's got the whole state zoned in on what he has to say. And he went from coordinator, to the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. He has the job that Vince Lombardi had.
Yeah, well, and he's got his bosses on either side of him, too.
I would be sweating through two suits.
Well, at least he's got one of his bosses up there. The other guy, I think maybe is just kind of a puppet for Murphy. But, understandably, he's in the spotlight yesterday. But it was really the Mark Murphy show yesterday. I mean, it wasn't much. I feel like he almost has to have another press conference, LaFleur, so we could get to know him a little better. I found out more about Mark Murphy's process and things about him than I did about the coach yesterday.
Well, that's good. I like that we found out about the process, and we'll run through that here in a little bit. But your initial reactions to the press conference, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. I thought this was a good tweet from James Corsmo, TTSO_James. I've done some podcasts with him. He says, "Murphy's like my grandma. Verbal diarrhea can't stop the cascade of words. Goody is like my grandpa. He patiently waits for Murphy to finish talking, then says just 9 words to clarify the point. It's actually adorable." Murphy just talks and talks and talks, and then Goody's like, Murphy will go, "Yeah, we went here, and then the plane, and then the GPS coordinates, and then we went to this, and then..."
That was a little much.
And then Goody will go, "We interviewed 9 candidates, and LaFleur was the one we liked the best."
Yeah.
So it's almost like a translation of sorts. Ramble, 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 and then Gutekunst comes in there. Murphy gives this nervous energy to me. It reminds me of like a comedy or a movie where somebody knocks on your door and he's like trying to keep you at your front door and solicit you something because the guys he's working with are trying to break in through the back.
Whoa.
Murphy just sits up there and, "Hey, why don't you look at this now? And I'll tell you about this now. And meanwhile, you're being robbed in your back porch. That's the kind of energy I get from Murphy.
Yeah, he's giving you the big sales pitch. And, then he tells Gutekunst, "Do you have anything to add to this? Or what do you have to say about this hire?" And he says like 15 seconds worth of stuff at max and turns it back over to Murph. Murph clearly driving the bus on the Packers. Had the Packers made a hire like this in the past, this would be Ted Thompson up there with nervously up there, not wanting to be up there, but up there with the new head coach. Or in the past, Ron Wolf up there with the new head coach. But now you got three guys up there, the coach, the general manager, and the president. Just too many cooks up there.
David tweets in, listening to the press conference, a.k.a. the Mark Murphy Show, and you guys can tweet in at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250, your thoughts on the presser and Mark Murphy. Murphy is full of himself, David says. Shut up! Stepped all over LaFleur and Gutekunst. Like what LaFleur said when he got the chance to talk, Goody needs to learn to talk over Murphy. Donnie tweets in, guys, I've got Murphy figured out. It's easy. The board of directors must have given him an ultimatum. Unscrew this team or else. Simple. Murphy seems to be in full damage control right now.
See, that's what I was thinking. I'm wondering, did the board of directors say to Murphy, you know what, Murph, you got to take it, because he's got to answer the board. Murph, you got to take a better control. We want you to, because you're doing such a good job with the business world of the Green Bay Packers, I think you need to take control of the entire organization. And that includes the head coach, be the boss of the head coach. So maybe this is a directive, Bart, from the board of directors to do this.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's talk to Mike, who is in Franklin. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I think that it just gives off the vibe like, you know, Gutekunst is just like his lapdog. He's just like his little assistant. He has no power as a GM. And I agree with the email or the tweet that said, you know, it reminds me of my grandma. She just keeps yapping, 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 and grandma just nods, and grandpa says, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't give off a good vibe, guys. I don't know how long Gutekunst is going to last under this kind of pressure. As for the new coach, I would be sweating buckets too, man. If, quote-unquote, your two bosses were next to you, I would be pretty much sweating through five suits, man. I don't know. Let's give him a chance. You know, he seems like a good guy, a family guy. Maybe he can get the offense re-energized. Let's, you know, see what he's got in store.
Yeah, and Murphy, I like his comments. When he turns and finally lets LaFleur talk, he says, well, we've had two tough years around here. We need to get back to winning. I mean, that's even further pressure. Murphy telling him, LaFleur, right in front of everybody, including Gutekunst, well, we've had 2 years of rough times around here. We need to get back to winning. So maybe he does got to win right away.
Some audio from Mark Murphy.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And we'll hear more from Mark Murphy here. When I say I got Murphy figured out, I think I see, and I could be reading just the wrong way here, but I see with Gutekunst and Murphy a situation that I've been in before at a different radio station, and I think you'll be able to connect the dots, but I'll try to explain this as best as I can.
You and I had both worked in the past.
I've been in a situation where
Murphy here,
my boss had way too much control. My boss, kind of like Mark Murphy, see if I say too much. All right, so this guy owned a radio station, all right? I mean, this is bad. I probably shouldn't. This guy owned a radio station, but it was like a side thing. He had other stuff going on, right? And then, like Murphy, runs the Packers. He's got other stuff going on. Then after a while, the focus becomes the Packers. And to the boss, the focus became the radio station. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, this guy who was doing nothing with the station was in control of everything. And we had meetings all the time. And then we had meetings to talk about those meetings. And we had meetings to talk about the meetings in which we talked about the meetings. And you had to figure out a way, I did, to get what I wanted without alienating my boss. There was a situation where I had this person I wanted to hire in the afternoons because I was the program director at the station. He wanted a different person. So we couldn't come to an agreement, and the boss gets his way, right?
Yeah.
So what I did was I offered the person that he wanted the job. And when I called that person, I called him, and I said, hey, some good news. We got an offer here for you. It's going to be for the afternoon position. Now, the best we can do is $21,000 a year. There are going to be some tough hours to start. And I made the job sound terrible. The person eventually declined the job, and then so I walked into the boss's office. I said, yeah, they're not going to, they don't want it. It's like crazy. I can't believe it. How about that other person? Okay, we'll hire him. So I got the person I wanted. I feel like Gutekunst is me and Murphy's my old boss, where Gutekunst, he can get what he wants. He's just got to make Murphy feel like it was his idea. So I think, despite Murphy saying the story where he said first, I think that's the guy I like, I think Gutekunst, I think LaFleur was his hire, and then he had to convince Murphy that it was Murphy's hire. That's what I think is going on with the Gutekunst-Murphy relationship. Goody's okay with, yeah, Murphy, you take the attention, you take the spotlight, you know, you be the one that gets to be the star of this production, but I know I'm actually the one getting my way. I'll just let you believe that you are.
Well, you had me at 21,000. Now I'm trying to, I may have to go back to this guy today and see if that there's an offer like that still on the table for anybody.
Looking for a bit of a raise.
He's. So anyway, it's just different how the Packers are doing things these days. And it was punctuated again yesterday with Murphy up there. And Murphy made it known back when he fired McCarthy that he wanted to hire the coach. Now, Gutekunst is in charge of player personnel, obviously. He's in charge of, Murphy's not dissecting the draft or going down to the senior bowl and you know, and scouting these players. But as far as the coach, this is what Murphy wants. And you know, they at Russ Ball has kind of dropped off the radar. He mentioned Russ Ball and part of that, but Russ Ball is back to contract negotiations. So he doesn't he had a higher role, I want to say, with Ted Thompson. It feels like that Ball's role is the Russ Ball role has kind of decreased a little bit. But just an interesting dynamic the Packers have right now. And Murphy automatically said right away, nope, the coach, LaFleur, Matt is going to report to me.
Right, and that's, again, now Matt has to be like Goody, where you make Murphy think that he's getting his way, and then you can, on the side, do the things that you actually want to do. You just have a boss that wants to believe that he's in charge, and that's the way it's going to be run in Green Bay, and I think that Gutekunst just has to, and LaFleur now, rise above it and not alienate old Grandpa over there.
There was a boss I had in Green Bay, and whenever me and my morning show partner would do a remote or would do a toy drive or a coat drive or whatever, and the boss would always ask, you know, how'd things go out there? My partner at the time, who had been there a long time, 10 years before me, said, always tell him things went great. Don't give him any out. Say, oh, things went wonderful, this. So that's the best way. Don't give him any out. Tell him things went well. Tell him what he wants to hear.
Yep. And there's a lot of you guys that may be in those situations, and that, I think, is what Mark Murphy's becoming Green Bay. Now, Mark Murphy, during this press conference, also said a lot of wild things, maybe revealed too much. I mean, he dragged some people under the bus, I thought. We're going to hear from Mark Murphy. We'll exchange notes. We want to hear from you guys, your impressions on this press conference, which really, it's so fascinating. We can talk about it as if it was a game. There's so much that came out of it that there is an endless amount of possibilities to go. We do want to hear from you guys. We'll hear from Murph. King Murphy, 799-1250.
I guess I'd say a couple things about Matt. He was the most prepared candidate. It was obvious that he'd really done his research. He knew all about our roster, our coaches, everything. And also, he just was very genuine and very natural. And rather, it really felt like more of a conversation rather than an interview.
Mark Murphy talking about Matt LaFleur, the coach that they ultimately hired. They let him know on Monday after Rodgers called him, which we'll talk about coming up as well, because a lot of that press conference did focus on Aaron Rodgers. But specifically right now, talking about Mark Murphy and some of the things that he said, and you can chime in, 414-799-1250. Murphy rambled a lot, and he did say some things that were very interesting, which we'll hear from here, but he did ramble quite a bit, and you can tell that Murphy, you know, doesn't mind being up there, cracking jokes, and, you know, getting a laugh. I'm actually surprised we don't hear from him more. I'm surprised he doesn't have a weekly radio show with us. I'm surprised that he's not in the locker room doing interviews after games like Jerry Jones. And maybe it gets to that point. But Murphy certainly likes to talk. And I think what Gutekunst has to do and what LaFleur might have to do is just let their boss talk and ramble. And you can still accomplish what you want to accomplish. Just whatever we do, make Mark Murphy feel like he was the one that decided.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a trade the Packers are going to make or if they're going to cut somebody or sign somebody in free agency, you know, Murphy, I would be surprised if we ever heard from him in that area. That would be Gutekunst's area. But as far as coaches, Murphy is making it known that it's his decision who this coach. Now, okay, if this doesn't work out, okay, don't be Murphy blaming Gutekunst and Gutekunst take being the fall guy for this. If LaFleur somehow does not work out, Bart, and let's say after a year or two, we realize Matt LaFleur is not a head coach, okay? Goody should not be the fall guy for this. This is all the blame on this. Let it be known that if LaFleur doesn't work out, or if he does work out, it's on Mark Murphy.
Some very interesting thing. Yeah, for Goody, you can make that's where it's even better. You can make Murphy seem like he was the one that hired LaFleur if it was you. But then if it fails, Murphy's going to take the heat, not Goody.
Sure.
Goody's job, I thought 2 days ago when we talked to Aaron Nagler, I thought, man, Goody's just a puppet. Murphy's got these young guys in. They'll kowtow to him and do whatever he wants. No, I'm starting to think Goody's the mastermind here, and Goody's a genius.
Well, Murphy could be saying this. You know, he's coming out and saying that LaFleur is this guy. But then if LaFleur's not working out, he can go to Goody and say, well, you wanted him too.
And Goody can say, you know, behind what? The scenes, you're the one that put yourself out there. You didn't even let me talk at that press conference.
Yeah, but let's look back at the press conference. You know, you said, and I agreed with you, that I was on board with it, but you're the one who kind of put me in a tough spot. What was I going to say?
I feel like Gutekunst made this hire, and I feel like if it doesn't work out, Murphy has set himself up to take the blame.
No, I mean, jokingly or serious?
I feel like Gutekunst made the hire.
Oh, no, I clearly thought Murphy made the hire.
Think he had to convince Goody on his guy?
Murphy wasn't going to convince anybody.
They all liked him.
Yes, but I think Murphy was going to get this guy was going to be his guy. He clearly owned that press conference, and he clearly owned the coaching hiring.
How do we know who scheduled him? See, sometimes when you have a boss that is like too overbearing, you have to find ways to manipulate him to make them think that it's their decision. Murphy talked a lot in that press conference about how LaFleur was the last guy they interviewed, so sometimes you think the last guy's the best. You don't think Goody set that up that way, maybe? We don't know who scheduled the interviews. Maybe the HR scheduled them. Maybe Goody got to the HR. I am telling you, and I could be way off, but I think there's a lot more that happened behind the scenes than we'll be privy to. I think Gutekunst orchestrated getting LaFleur as his head coach.
Well, Goody never met, neither one of those guys had met LaFleur before Sunday. So I think going into this, they had no idea who their head coach was. And even Murphy said afterwards, what if this guy didn't stand out? What would you have done? Because Murphy came out and said, none of these guys that we interviewed, there were some good candidates, but nobody stood out to us. So the way I looked at that, too, if LaFleur did not stand out, they would have been hiring a coach that they were not, like, bowled over by. It didn't sound like Murphy was excited about any of these guys, and that, thank God, and even said that, thank God LaFleur stood out, because they would have hired a guy who they wouldn't have been bowled over by.
Maybe Gutekunst told these other guys, hey, we're not going to hire you, so sandbag the interview. Am I giving him too much credit because he's a fellow UW lacrosse graduate?
Yes.
Do I think too highly
because
of the institution in which I got my higher education? I may.
If they would have told that to McDaniels, you know what, sandbag the interview, he would have said, screw you, I'm not even interviewing for this job, or
maybe
we're wasting my time.
Maybe I'm thinking too highly of Gutekunst we're fellow Eagles.
Let's think, if you had a chance to go to a big radio, let's say New York, and they brought you in to say, Bart, we want you to sandbag this interview because we really want to hire Boomer Esiason.
I mean, if I got a little bit of a direct deposit that nobody knew about, I might be thinking about that.
Well, I don't think Goody's got that control.
Maybe we're fellow alum of the same institution. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it. But I do think, honestly, that there is some strategic sort of dealing with Mark Murphy that Gutekunst has to do. And to that point, Frames, that you mentioned about, thank God it was LaFleur, I couldn't believe some of the stuff Murphy was saying. At one point, he said, you know, we could tell some of these other coaches were distracted.
Yeah.
They had other interviews. They just got fired.
Sure.
I mean, the first guy I thought of was Adam Gase. He had other interviews.
Yeah, yes.
He just got fired. He ended up going with the Jets, which means Mike McCarthy's going to sit the year out. And as Pro Football Talk speculates, possibly work at ESPN for a year. All right. That could be interesting. They wrote that article last night. I think just speculation, but we'll see. So just I thought it was a wild press conference because Mark Murphy said a lot, but he also said a lot of stuff that was very interesting.
Yeah, he kind of put a lot of stuff on the table. I mean, when he comes out and says, boy, some of these guys just want to get back into coaching ranks, and sure, they're all, you know, they're looking for a job, but he wanted somebody who wants to be the Green Bay Packer coach, just not a head coaching job. And that might have been like an Adam Gase who just got fired and said, well, you know, I'm going to interview for this job because I'm looking for a head coaching job. I just got fired. And by the way, it doesn't sound like people in New York are too excited about Adam Gase as the next coach in New York.
Well, he's probably better off for that team than McCarthy is.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't sound like fan base there's not too thrilled about it.
Well, they dodged a bullet. I McCarthy can coach again in this league. I don't think that you pair him with a young quarterback because, again, if you're Sam Darnold or if you would have been Baker Mayfield and you wake up to the news, McCarthy's your head coach, are you excited? I wouldn't be.
I think they would. I think there would be more excitement in New York for McCarthy than Adam Gase.
Maybe from a fan base, but I think Sam Darnold is relieved Murphy's not his coach.
Well, but if he could look at, too, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got better under McCarthy. Of course, it ended poorly, but in the long run, McCarthy was good for Rodgers, and Rodgers was obviously good for McCarthy. That team worked pretty well for most of that tenure until the very end.
414-799-1250, talking Packers press conference, a.k.a. the Mark Murphy Show, as Matt LaFleur is introduced, and Brian Gutekunst won a raffle where he got to sit at that table and watch it from a different perspective yesterday, too, with as little as he was allowed to say. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, where tomorrow is the Friday Fish Fry. You can get a fish fry and all the fixins after 11 o'clock for just $10.99. All right, that happens every Friday at Perkins. You can also get a free meal for the kids at Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock, free meal for the kids. So a lot of great deals and a lot of great reasons to go to Perkins throughout the week with their different days. The reason to go every day right now is the Back to Basics menu. You've got all their favorites on one menu, the Fabulous Five Breakfast Combo, the big, thick burgers they've got, the Timeless Triple Decker Clubs. If it's a classic, it's at Perkins. We all love classics, and you can find those at Perkins right now. Stop by one today. It's Chuck and Winkler. Mark Murphy railroading the Matt LaFleur press conference. More of the interesting things he said. He revealed a lot about that process, some that I'm not sure he was privy to reveal. We'll talk more about Mark Murphy coming up next here on The Fan.
Because we had some time in December, Brian and Russ Ball and I were able to interview two candidates during the end of the season in December. Again, strong candidates. I thought for Brian and Russ and I, it was really helpful. I think every time we interviewed somebody, we got a little better at the process.
Is that Mark Murphy saying that Jim Caldwell and Chuck Pagano were practice interviews?
Well, we kind of even speculated 2 weeks ago, didn't we think
we
that?
We speculated on that, but he kind of admitted it.
Because it said, hey, there's nothing wrong with taking some batting practice out there. And because people were up in arms, Bart, because they were bringing those two guys in and like, those are the guys you're interviewing? It's like, they did take some batting practice on those two guys.
We speculated on it. That's one thing. But he basically said practiced with Chuck Pagano and Jim Caldwell.
I mean, if you're those two guys, you're like, man, we wasted it. We were just pawns to come in there. So we were just dummies to come in there, and they just used us to practice their interview skills.
What a wild process this ended up being. Let's go to TJ in Greenfield, 799-1250, taking your thoughts on the Packers press conference yesterday, a.k.a. the Mark Murphy Show. It was a busy day in Wisconsin sports. We spent the 6 o'clock hour talking Yasmani Grandal, who signed with the Brewers, and the Bucks and Marquette wins last night. That podcast is up. If you'd rather listen to us talk about that, you are free to do so. Check that out on the radio.com app, and we thank you for tuning in. We're talking Mark Murphy right now on the Green Bay Packers. Let's go to TJ, who is in Greenfield. What's up, TJ?
Good morning, boys. Been a while.
TJ.
Well, hey, welcome back.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Spent some time in Vegas, lost my ass, but what are you going to do?
Okay.
Anyway, this whole press conference thing, it kind of annoyed me in the beginning with hearing Murphy talk and talk and talk. And it almost seemed like he was kind of drunk, and it kind of made me laugh when he said, yeah, we interviewed 10 guys and the 9 previous guys kind of sucked. So we're glad that Gutekunst, you know, this new guy, LaFleur, stood out. And, you know, once Gutekunst started talking, and Bart, you brought this up, and I think he might be the mastermind behind all this stuff, because Murphy just kind of stood up there and just kind of babbled on about the whole process. And, you know, all these guys were terrible before. And I think this might have been Goody's guy. And I'm happy about that, because I want Gutekunst as my GM, not Mark Murphy. You know, I think it's going to work out. And, you know, for a terrible dad joke to end this, I think the Packers might LaFleurish.
Well, here's the deal. If Murphy's the president...
You knew this was happening coming in, so if Murphy, I don't feel too bad.
If Murphy's the president and he says, we're going to do what we're going to do, that's how it is. If he says he's going to hire the coach, Gutekunst has no say in it. If Murphy could have said, you know, we're going to hire Wade Phillips as the coach because he's great on Twitter and he's a pretty good defensive coordinator, Gutekunst would have had to go along with it. I think Goody is just happy to finally get a break, and I think Goody is trying to bide his time and, you know, make his bones. He had a nice draft this past year, and to prove that, hey, you know what, he deserves more power. But for now, I think Brian Gutekunst is relegated to the fact that he's not going to hire the coach, at least for now. Down the road, that may happen, but he's going to prove that he deserves this job and he's a legit general manager.
I still think that if Mark Murphy would have said, all right, guys, I love Adam Gase, and Goody didn't like Adam Gase, watching them, the relationship seems so similar to me for ones I've had with former bosses, where the boss wants to do one thing that's wrong, and so the subordinate, me, Goody, has to manipulate the guy in charge to make him think that your decision is his decision. I think that's what's going on here. I think that if Murphy liked another guy, Goody would have convinced him otherwise. And maybe Russ Ball's in. I don't know. Maybe Goody did like another guy. Maybe that story about, hey, we all looked at each other and said, LaFleur's the guy. Maybe that's all, as Murphy would say, bull S. And if he can say it live on TV, well, then I should be able to say it unedited, but I'm not going to take that chance today.
Yeah, no, I think Murphy, he was, I disagree. I think Murphy, if he wanted somebody, this was going to be his hire. And Gutekunst was going to go along with whatever Murphy wanted. Murphy made it clear from the very beginning, the coach is going to report to me. LaFleur is going to report to me, just like Mike McCarthy did. And I was going to hire the coach. And he said, you know, back when he fired McCarthy, I'm going to hire the new head coach. And it's going to be something that Brian Gutekunst, is going to like, be on the same page with. But I'm going to make sure that, but I'm going to hire the guy who I want to hire.
And I, of all the things to choose, I will choose this hill to die on. I will choose this hill where I believe Brian Gutekunst is the mastermind in that organization, and he's actually the one pulling Mark Murphy along.
So
that's the read I got yesterday. I'm not embellishing. I'm not joking. That is what I feel like is going on behind closed doors.
This was Goody's guy. What if Murphy, okay, then under that, What if Murphy liked a different guy?
Then you have to manipulate him into thinking LaFleur is your guy. Maybe after the plane, after they talked to Dan Campbell, he was very high on him. Maybe he was very high on Pete Carmichael. Maybe Mark Murphy was just very high on the last person that he talked to. So maybe that's why they scheduled LaFleur last. This is a case, and everything with the Green Bay Packers, with this power structure and everything, I think we would be foolish to look at what we're told and to look at what we see and just think that it's fact. I think that with the Packers right now, what we saw yesterday was the tip of an iceberg, and there's all this other stuff underwater that we don't know about, and I think that whole chunk of that iceberg underwater is Gutekunst being the mastermind.
No, I think Goody is going along for the ride on this coaching hire. He may like, don't get me wrong, I think he may like LaFleur, but Murphy was the guy the lead voice in all these interviews was definitely Murphy. And Goody was just there to chime in and ask questions, but Murphy definitely took the lead. Even LaFleur asked Murphy. He didn't ask Gutekunst. He asked Murphy, Mark, when are you going to make a decision on the next head coach?
But Murphy gave that story. Murphy's painting the picture. Everything that we heard last night was Murphy telling the story.
Yeah, but Murphy said that LaFleur asked him.
And that could be false. Murphy's the one painting the picture here for us.
So you said Murphy, but it could have been.
But Murphy could be a little delusional where he thinks that is what happened. I look at the situation and I read it. I read it as Mark Murphy thinks he's calling more shots than he really is. And that's how I read it. And if you disagree, that's fine. If we talk to Michael Cohen or Mike Clemens and they disagree, that's fine. If they agree, I'm not going to do a victory lap, but in five years when we find out that I am right, then I would like praise for being the first to notice it.
All right, well, I think Murphy, this was his guy, and for now, Gutekunst may have that power down the road, but I think right now, Goody's power is limited in that organization.
I'm just saying I would like the praise when it's revealed that I'm right, from everybody. So whenever that day comes, I would like the praise.
You know how that works.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
Just like the Grandal thing, I'm getting ripped to shreds about Gurdell.
Well, if you're right, I'll praise you.
I'm saying on Twitter.
I got ripped to shreds about Scope.
Yeah.
And I turned out to be right. So if you turn out to be right that Grandal was a bad signing or you don't like it, then I will be the first to point that out
like
for everybody.
It's like Supon. I got ripped to shreds about the Supon. I was not on board with the Supon signing. And I was in Green Bay for 3 hours just getting ripped right around the holidays about just being against that move and wasting money. And even when Supon started off like 3 or 4-0, I was still like, no, I did not like the signing. And people were just still ripping on me. And you know, at the end of the day, I never heard anybody say, oh, you know what? You're right the whole time along.
Super pitch, great.
Yeah, I will be the one to point that out if that happens. A lot more from this press conference. The Aaron Rodgers factor we need to talk about. The coaching staff. Maybe Mike Pettine is not the guy. And some of his other assistants. Who is he going to hire to fill out the staff? We'll get the latest from Michael Cohen at 8. But we'll dissect the rest of the press conference as well coming up. You guys can chime in, 799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
I did have the opportunity to talk to Aaron, and I'll tell you what, I cannot wait to, you know, get to work with him. I think he's equally as excited, and there's a lot of work to be done in front of us, but just looking forward to that opportunity.
That's new head coach Matt LaFleur, the 15th head coach of the Green Bay Packers, introduced yesterday during the Mark Murphy Show. We've talked a lot about that here on the Fan, but Aaron Rodgers' name did come up a lot. We'll talk to Michael Cohen 8 o'clock, Mike Clemens 9:15 about all this, and I'll float my Gutekunst is the mastermind theory to them as well. But Aaron Rodgers' name did come up a lot. It was revealed that Matt LaFleur did get a phone call from Aaron Rodgers prior to getting the job offer from Murphy and Gutekunst. And so at that point, LaFleur says, I had a feeling that I might be pretty likely to get this job. Rodgers did call LaFleur. So it sounds like Rodgers, had a say in this coaching hire, but it sounds like, from what Murphy said, so did a few other players. What Murphy was detailing, at least from what I understood, and if you read it differently, Frames, correct me, but it sounded like once they fired McCarthy, they pulled a couple of the veterans aside and had like this player committee where they kind of talked to him about what they want in a head coach. Do you like this kind of thing? Do you like this kind of thing? What are you guys looking for? And we'll use that when we go try to find you guys a head coach. Murphy said, we didn't tell him about candidates, but we tried to figure out what they wanted in a head coach. And then once LaFleur was their guy, they had Rodgers call him. So they told Rodgers what was up. Rodgers called him, and then the Packers called him, and now LaFleur and Rodgers got to start what hopefully is a beautiful marriage between the two of them. That's what I took from it.
Yeah, and well, LaFleur got the call from Rodgers. I think that was a good indication that, and I think LaFleur referred to this too, that he was going to get the job. And then finally when he was driving his kids to school or whatever, picking up from school on Monday afternoon, he got word on that. It's just funny how that goes so quickly, how Murphy calls or whoever called him like late afternoon on Monday to say that, you know, you're going to be our next head coach, and the word just spreads so quickly within like minutes that he's going to be the new head coach, and it's all over Twitter, and you know all the insiders in that have all the scoop on Murphy's phone call. But yeah, this player committee that they got, I think they've had that for a little while. What it actually does is I don't completely know, but I took from that when Murphy alluded to yesterday when he said that, you know, there was a complacency that was developing with players and coaches. I found that interesting. A complacency had developed. And, you know, this goes back to when somebody said that Mike McCarthy was stop grinding. So
Trent Dilfer made that.
Yeah, yeah. So, and McCarthy was always one of these guys who worked really hard. I find it hard to believe that he took the foot off the gas pedal, but it might have been him or some of his assistants too that backed off and thought it was a lost cause and they were going to get fired at the end of the season anyway.
Well, sometimes time does that to you. I don't think that it's a shame on Mike McCarthy's character if he didn't work as hard in year 13 as he did in year one. I mean, you had a Super Bowl under your belt. I'm sure it became tedious and tiring to try to do the same thing over and over with different players that weren't responding to the message. And then the other coaches, it might have felt more like work than fun, and the players may have felt the same way and just kind of collecting a paycheck, and that happens. We've seen that happen in football and baseball, in basketball and hockey over and over and over and over again. So I'm not surprised, and I won't hold that against Mike McCarthy if that is what happened. I can't do that.
It's tough. I mean, it happens in, I'm sure, a lot of different professions out there where a guy just it's a struggle for him to because he knows it's a losing situation, and maybe that's just human nature.
A couple other things out of that press conference. We'll talk more about the Rodgers factor with Michael Cohen in about 10 minutes here from The Athletic. Actually, less than that. They asked him about Mike Pettine. He said he has to talk to Mike Pettine. That report got out there that Mike Pettine will stay on. I still expect that to happen, but Matt LaFleur would not confirm that. I think this hire, if they hire somebody that's not Mike Pettine, I don't know who the hell it's going to be. And part of the reason that I like this hire is because they are going to keep Mike Pettine. So I would like to see at some point this week that be announced that he's going to stay, because I don't want to see this defense go through another defensive coordinator. It would be the third in 3 years for whatever defenders are going to be left on next year's team that were here 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it sounds pretty safe to say that Pettine's going to be the next guy, or stay on as the defensive coordinator. And, you know, who he keeps on his staff is, you know, that's still unknown. I think the bigger mystery is who's going to be the offensive coordinator. Who's going to be the quarterback coach? Is he going to get the guy from Los Angeles to come in here, the quarterback coach there to come in and be the offensive coordinator? There are some other candidates, names thrown out there. But it's safe to say I think they'll bring it. It's not going to be any retread. I think it's going to be a fresh name they bring in as offensive coordinator.
Yeah, like when McVay got the job in L.A., he brought in Matt LaFleur, who nobody knew who that was, but McVay did. He worked with him for 10 years. So maybe we go back and look at some of the history of who LaFleur has talked to. Apparently, I got to read this tweet here and get it exact from Tom Silverstein about Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike.
Yeah, he's a like the wide receiver passing game coach in San Francisco, is that?
Yeah, working for Kyle Shanahan, who that's really who LaFleur is a descendant of, the Shanahan tree. McVay gets a lot of credit for it, but McVay's part of that Shanahan tree too. Sounds like they don't want to lose his brother. So he may not get, I think it's Mike LaFleur, Mike and Matt. He may not get him over here. We'll ask Michael Cohen about that too, if he's got any leads on who the coaching staff might be filled out by. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. So next hour, Michael Cohen joining us at 8. We'll talk some more Bucks with you guys next hour as well. 8:35, Gary Wolfel will join us. Mike Clemens in the 9 o'clock hour. And we'll hit more on the Marquette game and Yasmani Grandal, who, if you didn't hear, has signed or is going to sign, according to Ken Rosenthal, a one-year $18.25 million deal with the Brewers to man the backstop. It's Chuck and Winkler. All that coming up, plus your chance at $1,000 next.